Nehemiah chapter 8. Well, verse 1 says, all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the broad place that was before the water gate. And they asked Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, to read it to them and explain it to them. Well, when you start reading any chapter, you've got to start asking questions. When, where, how, why this? And when you ask the question here, well, when was this? You've got to go back to chapter 7 and the last verse in chapter 7, where it says that, so when the seventh month had come, the children of Israel were in their cities. So, this is the seventh month. And now in the seventh month, all the people gather together, and Ezra reads them the law of Moses. And then we read in verse 14 that they find written in the law that Yahweh had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths, little tents, in the feast of the seventh month. Well, this was the Feast of Tabernacles, and yet you get the impression that they didn't know really much about the Feast of Tabernacles at all. So why were they all gathered together on the seventh month anyway? Well, the seventh month was the annual New Moon Festival. That was big news, big time in all the Middle Eastern societies at the time, particularly where they'd come from in Babylon and Persia. And so they were used to keeping the annual New Moon Festival. That was the equivalent of Christmas today, that pretty well everybody in that part of the world kept the New Moon Festival in the seventh month. And so they all came together to keep it. This is not a biblical feast. This was just a general worldly kind of feast. And while they were together, they say, hey, Ezra, read us from the law of Moses. And he does. Like, what? There's actually a feast to God going on at this time, Feast of Tabernacles. And that's why they cry. And Ezra encourages them, look, don't weep. Yeah, I know you've been disobedient, but look, put your best foot forward. Go ahead, let's keep this Feast of Tabernacles and dwell in booths. And they do so, as Nehemiah 8 explains, and they do so with great joy. They get palm branches and make these booths as it was written. Well, what are we to make of this? I think it really shows, does it not, how their knowledge of God's law was so minimal. It really was. And several times you read this kind of thing as you read through the Bible that they hadn't kept the Passover for ages. They had not kept it as it was written for ages. They were ignorant of this or that or whatever. And yet despite that, God clearly was looking for a relationship with them. And clearly people who were ignorant of what we would consider to be fairly basic truths from the Bible were still accepted by God. And God was eager to work with them and still considered them to be his people. Well, I see this as relevant really to how you look out on the Christian world today. There is so much misunderstanding. There is so much absolute ignorance of really quite basic biblical teaching. People have got wrong doctrine, they've got wrong practices and all this kind of thing. Huge and big time. And yet that doesn't mean that God is somehow not involved with them. I think that as Israel were so weak, so the new Israel are so weak. As I see the history of Israel and Judah, the vast majority of them were caught up with paganism to such an extent that they were very far from God. And maybe God was only working with a minority amongst them, really. They were ignorant of God's word because they weren't taught it. They were illiterate, so they depended upon the priests to teach them. The priests didn't teach them very well. And, you know, now Ezra tells them, hey, it's the seventh month, guys, it's time for the Feast of Tabernacles, when you dwell in little tents, little booths. That's what the law says. They're like, oh, wow, really? Oh, we're so sorry we haven't been doing that. Okay, like, you know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. God will forgive you. Now go and do it. Okay, we go and do it. And I see the same thing. A Christian community, in the widest sense, I mean, that is full of ignorance. And yet there are people there who are in that ignorance because they're simply mistaught. And the fault is largely with the lack of good teaching, which is there. And here and there, there are pockets of people, as there were gathered around the sons of the prophets in Israel, where there is a far higher level of correct understanding and correct behavior. And that is the picture that there is, I think, of Israel in the Old Testament, and it is the picture of the Christian community now. Now, of course, the sons of the prophets and those who were faithful try to hang out together and try to share their correct understanding with others within the community, and that is how we should be within the Christian community. And sure, they ran into huge opposition, and we will run into huge opposition as well from within the Christian community by sharing what we've understood. But I think it's a helpful perspective, rather than thinking that, no, they're all complete rubbish, God doesn't want anything to do with any of them, it's only me and my little group who are possibly in fellowship with God. That would be like the sons of the prophets pushing off out of Israel and going to live, I don't know, on Cyprus or somewhere, and saying, oh no, they're all apostate. Then you end up with the problem of Elijah. Sure, people are terribly, woefully ignorant of really quite basic things. But that doesn't necessarily mean that God is out with them. I mean, these people were ignorant of basic teaching about the feasts. Really quite basic. What is even more sad is that in Ezekiel 45, there is a prophecy, or more, I would say, a commandment, that in the restored temple, in the 7th month, in the 15th day of the month, the prince will keep the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days, etc. And yet, they were clearly ignorant of that. And the whole of Ezekiel 40 to 48 is called the law of the house. This was how the temple should have been rebuilt. It was how things should have been done. And yeah, the people were clearly ignorant of it. And the few who maybe were aware of it didn't want to obey it anyway. And so why was that? Well, it's because they weren't taught God's word by those who should have done so. The priests were too busy, as we pick up from Nehemiah, too busy farming their own land, getting on with their own little kingdom, rather than teaching God's law. And in a day of illiteracy, the role of the priests in teaching God's law was absolutely critical. So I think the blame, if you like, is more upon the teachers who have clearly failed the wider Christian community by teaching nonsense, by allowing themselves to be corrupted with pagan ways, philosophies and stuff like that. But the individuals who are in darkness, or were in darkness anyway in days of illiteracy because of the lack of teaching or bad teaching, well, all right, God will judge. But as I say, I see the parallel quite clearly between the fairly lamentable state of Israel and Judah and their pathetic state of lack of knowledge, although they were supposedly God's people, and Christianity generally today, Christianity in the wider sense. Again, woeful ignorance, woeful amounts of misunderstanding, wrong theology, wrong practice, etc. And we, as I see it, are, as it were, the school of the prophets, a school of the prophets within that community. But within that community, not off, as I say, living on an island separate from all of them, disowning them, and we are to witness to them. Well, as I say, it was the 7th month, it was a time to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, and they were ignorant of this. Now, in Zechariah 7, the prophet laments that the Jews kept this feast of the 7th month not unto me. Well, also in Haggai 2, you read that on the 21st day of the 7th month, that was after the Feast of Tabernacles and supposedly finished, Haggai was sent to rebuke the prince, that's Zerubbabel, for being so slack in fulfilling the prophecies. And yet, as we read here in Nehemiah now, sometime later, they still had not really grasped the idea of keeping the Feast of Tabernacles. You look in verse 17. Okay, they keep it now properly because Ezra has explained it to them. For since the days of Joshua to that day, the children of Israel had not done so. I mean, this is really pretty sad, really, that they had simply not been obedient from the days of Joshua to the teaching, these teachings about the Feast of Tabernacles. As I say, you can blame it largely on the priesthood not teaching these things. And yet, despite that, despite the fact that they never really kept the Feast of Tabernacles from the time of Joshua as they were intended to, yet God still worked with plenty of individuals within Israel, even though, quite clearly, their understanding and their practice was deficient. So you've got to be very careful before you say, this community or that individual is not believing and not practicing the right thing, I'm out of here. No, not I'm out of here. Well, share with them God's truth. And okay, if you are then rejected by them or by their particular church or denomination or whatever, well, that's how it is. I have to say that with the huge advent of literacy and particularly the internet and the information explosion that there's been, I suppose individual responsibility is far higher. And yet, because of that, I think you do also see more and more people in the wider Christian community starting to understand that there has been so much corruption within Christianity. And that is, I suppose, a good thing. But all we can say is that, you know, they hadn't kept the Feast of Tabernacles as they should have done since the days of Joshua. And yet, and that's why, as I say, they weep, as we read here, they weep when Ezra explains it all to them. And yet God still wants to work with them. And that is the great comfort. And we must have God's perspective and not be judgmental, but have the spirit of Ezra and Nehemiah in actually trying to teach people what God by grace has revealed to us, and especially getting people, quite frankly, to read the Bible for themselves.